If you want to help mitigate flooding, plant a tree. Can it really be that easy? Meredith Perkins is the Executive Director of Forest Relief. Welcome to Total Information AM.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I know this weekend your organization is giving away trees in University City, which is certainly an area that has experienced a lot of flooding over the years. So talk about how trees can help mitigate flooding.
Yeah, that's right. We have been partnering with University City State Farm, the Arbor Day Foundation. Everyone is really excited about trying to figure out a solution for flooding, and trees are one of the tools in the toolbox to kind of tackle this really impactful global, local problem. And really, trees are a simple solution. They put their roots down into the soil, so they're holding soil in place and absorbing that rainwater as it comes down through a storm event. So kind of slowing that water in place as it seeps into the saturated soil, and also the canopy itself. As the rain hits the leaves, if you ever think about in a rain event, you know, a lot of times those big branches are kind of weeping down from trees. A lot of water is held in the leaves themselves and eventually will sort of trickle down into the ground. But what we're really trying to do with the leaf canopy is intercept those heavy rains and keep it from all surging at once. So they kind of double up in their storm mitigation solution.
How important are individual home and property owners in this effort to plant trees?
So one of the things that we are really, really becoming more aware of in the tree advocacy space is that 80% of the available planting spaces are in private property. So when we can work with UCity and Bloom and the city, I know, and all these municipal folks to plant trees and parkways or parks and green spaces, but really every individual has an opportunity to take advantage of that kind of green infrastructure power in their own yard. And so this is an opportunity where we're actually giving to private residents so that they can get a tree and be part of this landscape scale solution.
I'm wondering how many trees we would need to really impact flooding, because I know University City has also been talking about tiny forests, what's your thought on those?
So Forest Relief has actually piloted a tiny forest along the Great Rivers Greenway, Christie Greenway, that's right off of the River De Pere Greenway. And so we've been establishing that for a couple of years, and it's a really exciting model that gets people interested in a new way of doing things, a really dense planting. When you have those dense plantings, a tiny forest is just a lot of trees in a little space. But what is created is a really diverse metric of tree species and a really rich soil root kind of combination. So lots of roots that are really creating a mat underground. So we're still kind of waiting to see how tiny forests will work in our climate and all the other things that we have going. But it'll be really fun to kind of look at UCity's tiny forests and our tiny forests. And there's other ones popping up in all these different, even school groups are planting them. So the one of the benefits about investing in trees for a solution like stormwater is also that you get all the ride-along benefits. You get the pollinator support. You get the beauty in a community. You know, trees aren't just good for one thing. And so by planting a tree for mitigating heavy rains, we're also kind of improving a lot of other community goals.
When we're talking about giving trees away to homeowners in UCity or even planting tiny forests, are there particular trees that are better than others?
Yeah, I know you're a big tree proponent and know a lot of the differences between trees. And really, it comes down to the right size tree for the right size space and what you want that tree to do. So the species that we have available for the distribution in UCity this weekend are really more wet-tolerant species, bald cypress. It's a large tree that folks can get, or buttonbush, which is more of a large shrub. So certain trees will do better, what we call it wet feet, where they have the soil, they can tolerate saturated soils for a long period of time. If you happen to have a yard that is really dry or has a different kind of soil composition, you might want a different type of tree. So it's always good to think about what the site dictates and what you want out of that tree. And then luckily for us in Missouri, we have so many native trees that will fit the bill for pretty much anything anybody is looking for.
For people who don't live in University City and might hear this and think, well, I want a tree too. Can you talk a little bit about what else Forest Relief does and how people can get trees?
Oh my gosh, for sure. Forest Relief gives away over 10, this year maybe upwards of 14,000 trees every year. So we have a program where we'll give trees to public or nonprofit planting areas. So if you have a group, a Boy Scout, a church group, or something that wants to plant trees, our Communitree program provides free trees for anyone that wants to plant a tree on a public or nonprofit space. So that applications are on our website and people can get those. If you don't live in University City, but you have planting space in your yard and you want to get a tree from us, we also sell trees at a discount. It's a fundraiser for us. So you can go to our website and purchase subsidized trees from our nursery that, you can plant in your private yard. Or if you're really wanting to hold out, you're like, I really want a free tree. This is important. We'll be doing another tree giveaway in the city of St. Louis in April for our Arbor Day event.
And the website is moreleaf.org. Meredith Perkins is the executive director of Forest Relief. Thanks for joining us.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me, Debbie. Appreciate it.